We'd like to remind you guys, we have some merchandise over here. We have a mailing list we'd love you guys to sign up on. There's nothing more that we'd like more than seeing an enthusiastic audience. I almost said some profanity there. And we'd really like to see you guys again. So the only way to do that, make sure you get on our mailing list. It's over there by the light that says cornmeal on it. And we have some shirts. We don't have any CDs with us right now, but we have a way. You can go to our website and get CDs online. You can also download live shows that we'll record. You can get those at archive.net. Let me see. I guess it means it's time to tell a joke, huh? You know, we have a really fine bass player in our band.
Watch yourself.
Give it up for Mr. Chris Gangi on the bass.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we'll get to him. We'll get to her. You know, there's a you know the difference between a really great bass player and Bigfoot.
What's that? What's the difference between a really great bass player and Bigfoot?
There have been actual sightings of Bigfoot.
Oh.
Well, how do you know a banjo, or how do you know the floor is level that you're standing on?
How do you know that the floor is level that you're standing on?
Well, because the banjo player drools out of both sides of his mouth.
You know, it's true. It's, you know,
it's funny because it's true.
You know, a banjo player spends half his time tuning into the instrument and the other half playing out of tune. So, what's the difference between a cowboy monkey? You know, wait a minute. How's that string coming, Chris?
Oh, the string's coming just fine here. Just bend it a little bit. Right, make sure it's in tune, you know.
Yeah, this next song we're about to play is written by our bass player, Mr. Chris Gangi. He's a fine songwriter. Yeah, I think it's a song about coming back from Carbondale. We can make it done. What's that now? Well, he doesn't write all the songs, just the good ones.